Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Death ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Okay, everyone knows that I fucking hate Bilal with everything in my being.
Yes.
Must we have...
I'm just drinking my liquid IV.
Sorry. Don't distract me. I'm on a point here.
Yes.
So... we all hate Bilal. There's not a lot of Bilal fans.
No.
Hopefully there's not. Except for Shida, which I'll talk about that in a second. Y'all, when she said, I love you 100%, and he said 110%, that's when I would have taken out my toothbrush shiv that I had been polishing and go right into his jugular. And as his blood spurted out over me, rained down upon my head in that gondola, I would think, yeah, this is justice. And then I would look at him and say, you know how I'm a prankster, right? Gotcha.
And then I would just
sit there and wait till we got back to shore with the blood just spurting out of his jugular. Welcome to Reality Gaze.
When's the last time? Poodle, have you used our BetterHelp code? But I think
no.
You need it. No,
well,
I knew once he said it. Once he said it, I went, it was somewhere.
There were so many
screams.
There were so many triggers for me this episode. There was lots of balloon popping, which I had to fast forward.
There was a lot of that. Maybe you should have, I was going to tell you, and I forgot. And then I also,
I'm in a state.
You should have put it on mute and just watched it with closed captions.
That's what I should have done. But
I thought about telling you, but then I imagined you watching it with all the balloons popping.
No, I had to fast forward. I don't even know what happened in that conversation. So you're going to have to talk about it.
That's what he talked about when he had slept around with guys.
You missed that? Oh, well. But I'm sorry. That 110% thing, two of my biggest triggers, where objects are more than a hole.
I know.
That's what they called me in college.
Yeah.
There goes more than a hole.
More than a hole.
You know it.
Actually, let's be honest. It was there goes just a hole.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
It's 3 a.m. Who cares?
Yeah, not even just. There goes hole.
I am whole.
This is 90 Day Fiancé, Season 9, Episode 7. It's me or the bikini.
It's me or the bikini. Ooh.
This is part one. We're going to have a part two, which I'm full on in it. I thoroughly enjoy this season of 90 Day Fiancé. I really enjoy watching it.
It's all relative to me.
I like it.
I liked this episode because it was jam-packed with things they've shown us on the trailer, and they're finally kind of paying off with
yes. And then next week looks good, too.
Y'all, Messy. It looks like we're going to get to see Space Cash.
Yes.
In a fucking space helmet.
We're going to see Space Cash. But this episode, we got to see...
They're not real people.
I'm so excited. We get to
maybe
see
Brandy.
Ari's sister. I have a theory about Ari's sister.
Oh, Kristen?
Yeah. Are you attracted to one of her brothers?
No. They both look like former cokeheads.
I worried you were attracted to the one with kind of the intense haircut.
Kristen looks like she works at Lens Crafters.
She does. She does.
Remember Lens?
What just moved on your desk?
I don't know.
Is there a rat under there?
I've drank Diet Pepsi and I'm crazy.
You never drink Diet Pepsi.
I needed some caffeine this
y'all,
morning.
Y'all, we are just back from London Town. The town of London, the Bridgenal.
Stop saying that. No one says London Town anymore.
No, some people like it.
No.
When Poodle got back 2 days. You just spilled water. He just got attacked 2 days ago. I just got back last night. So we are, thank you, Acast, our podcast network. We went for, y'all, it was.
Sorry, this is like a comedy routine over here.
Y'all, if you're watching The Intimate Portrait. Poodle just spilled water all over herself and now can't get settled.
It's fine.
But no, thank you to Acast because we went for a podcast conference because a lot of you are saying, come to Barcelona, come to the Maldives, come to Iceland. And I'm like, bitches, we couldn't pay for this.
Come to Papua New Guinea.
Yes, exactly. Patagonia. No, y'all. So thank you to Acast. This was on their dime. They brought us out there.
Yeah.
We really... And not even their dime, but their hospitality as well.
We love our Acast.
Yeah, special shout out to Sarah and
our rep
and Melissa. Just beautiful people.
And shout out to the British boys who I saw a lot of and experienced. Some.
And I'm glad we didn't fly home together. A, it was a peaceful flight for me. And B, I was worried I would sit by you and get monkeypox, but I don't think you got it. So I think
look,
you made
everybody,
it.
My hands are yeah. my hands don't have sores on
yeah,
them.
Yeah, my sister-in-law texted me.
Check my lymph nodes.
And she said, "Is Poodle aware of the monkeypox?" And
I was.
We're being careful.
I looked at people's hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they had carbuncles on them, I didn't fuck them.
That's good.
Yeah, that's a good rule of thumb.
That's all you could do. Lovely city. Had a wonderful time. Our meetup was, I'm going to be honest,
we had
y'all,
so much fun.
It was magical. I think that's
it
kind
was.
Of the, it, and it was something that we got to, just there was only about 20 people there, and we just got to hang out with them for like 3 hours.
We did trivia.
We played trivia. It was just lovely.
And then you turned the tables when I said they all had to beat me at the end, and you asked me questions about British history instead of 90 Day Fiancé.
It was wonderful.
Didn't like that.
It was wonderful. There was also three, Larry, and what was it?
The
New
the
Heart?
British version of Larry, and Daryl.
Yeah, Larry, and Daryl.
Who were there?
Just showed up on the third floor.
Nigel, and Liam.
Yeah, Nigel, and Liam. And they're just walking around going, where's karaoke? I don't know it. And then Liam just, or not Liam. Second Nigel
yep.
just pulls out his phone and says, look at this, mate. Yeah, and just starts showing me comedy
videos on his
phone. They were very funny. I enjoyed them thoroughly.
They were trying to look for karaoke. They wound up in the wrong place.
Yes.
While you were, people have been asking, was Poodle even at this meet and greet? Because you're just taking selfies like a politician.
I was
down there dealing, making sure the trains ran on time, trying to get everyone up to the venue. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. I told you to take some pictures. Did you post them?
No.
I told you to.
I took about four, and then I completely forgot about it. I was trying to handle the event in real time.
I was handling things too.
Sure.
No, we had a lot of conversations.
No, you were.
Sissies, we talked a lot about makeup.
You were being cruise director, which we do need that.
That y'all, British sissies fucking came for it with their makeup. It was flawless.
We had a really good time.
I should say British because they're not all British, but people that lived in, yes. We had an American sissy there and an
expat
teacher. So anyway.
We had a blast. We hope to go back really soon. Do a fucking live show there.
We do.
At the Tower of London.
Where
those two British princes died.
Yeah, well,
a lot of people died there. But...
And you've shown your crown jewels a lot. So it makes sense. Makes sense.
Personal viewings.
And I've given a lot of heads. So, and heads have been chopped. So, but y'all let us know. British sissies, UK sissies, keep letting us know because we don't get the ads. But we think 90 Day UK is coming out in the summer. We
July,
still have no idea.
Supposedly.
We're thinking. So let us know.
But it's going to be on Skybox.
But let us know because we're going to cover that show. So we'll figure out how to download
but
and
I
do
think,
it.
I think it's going to be on Discovery Plus. Why would it not be?
It's got to be.
Yeah.
We wonder. We don't know.
That's the best we can do. Why would it not be?
Why would it not be? Speaking of Discovery Plus, y'all, if you watch Pig Royalty, get ready. Because we have the interview coming out this week.
The interview with Michelle Valero and Joy Pepper.
It was wonderful. I saw, what store was it? I was coming back from the Salt Lake Airport on the layover. And what's the name? It was called like the Trading
Riveting.
Post. But they had the most beautiful leopard women's jacket. I almost bought it for you. But it was like $300. And I just don't love you that
much. Can't do that. Don't buy stuff in the airport. Like clothing and stuff like that.
Why?
Because it's ridiculously overpriced.
But what if I like? What if it's it was a perfect jacket for you?
Because you could always find it.
It even had shoulder pads.
Listen, you can always find it here. Outside the airport.
I'll find what it's
called. People who buy clothing in the airport and things besides snacks and food are suckers. Come on.
What about the duty-free shop?
No, it's a scam. You would completely, like, people would take you for a ride.
Oh, I love shopping at an airport.
We need to move on.
anyway, y'all, this Thursday.
Our Sissy Squad charity for this month, we have one more day to donate, I believe, because it's Monday, is the National Network for Abortion Funds.
Yep.
And it's responsible for basically helping women where there are states where it's unreasonable laws and pretty much illegal right now that restrict abortion. Almost banning abortion in the states. So the National Network for Abortion Funds helps women to get across state lines or get to where they can have that procedure.
Yes. Welcome to Plathville. If you like the first two episodes, that's great, but you're not going to hear any more on the free feed. So if you like it, you got to jump at the $8 tier.
If you want to see here, as Aaron Martin for Pink Shade says, how Mama Plath's Hot Girl Summer is going. Y'all, if you don't... a sister podcast. They're all sister podcasts.
They are.
We sister wives.
We just finished our ménage à trois.
Pink Shade and Aaron and Mary Payne and Kyle and Kim from Cray Cray. All and Teresa and John from Married to Reality.
And Wahima's a YouTuber, but she's 90 Day as well. Yeah.
So all of us sisters.
All of us sisters. And a bowl of Fruity Loopies.
Fruity Loopies in a bowl.
Fruity Loopies in a bowl.
That was when Saturday Night Live was crazy.
It was crazy.
I missed those days.
All right.
So that's, and then, oh, I have big news. And then we'll get to the show. Where's my phone?
It's right there. It's black. Oh. You're going to talk about the Bicurious?
He's texting me. Yes.
Okay, good.
I'm talking about the May Bicurious. I have three.
Now that it's almost over?
Yeah, that's how we do. Because I had the whole month. We've been in the...
We've been busy.
I've been abroad.
We've been... Abroad.
I've always been abroad.
That's the name of your international memoir. Abroad.
When I full on as living as a woman in
actually,
Europe.
I think that's your traveling cabaret show.
Abroad.
That you do in like Puerto Vallarta and then like some shitty town in Portugal.
And the picture is.
Yes.
Abroad.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
Morocco.
Ooh, you'll Marrakesh. Never be able to afford Marrakesh. Yes, there you go.
So,
okay, what are
the three options? The three options are Love in the Jungle on Discovery Plus. I know that's the one you've been shilling for shamelessly, I might
say. I have. I'll be honest.
14 Unlucky in Love singles. They're sluts.
They're sluts.
Participating in mating rituals pulled straight from the animal kingdom and do so with little to no verbal communication.
They can't, y'all, they have to date and they can't talk. There you go.
It's mind-numbing. This is my, I'm not going to say vote for it, but this is my favorite because I love, love, love this show. I'm like four episodes in. Love on the Spectrum, U.S.
It's sweet. No, it's sweet. Like, it's, I mean, it's sweet. Sorry, I said
I don't know why. That word bothers me when people say that about television, but I get it why you say it.
I think I say it's sweet. It's not something like, I think we would have a great discussion about it, but it's not something we would like trash like we do 90 Day Fiancé.
No, no, no.
It's something we would like be moved at.
It's more than, it's
like
so
pig royalty. It's like a good show.
I'll let you watch it before you comment.
I watched one episode of the season before.
Oh, the British season.
Whatever one that
the British
was.
Yeah. There's like three of them.
So this is the American one.
This is the American season.
Okay.
Follows people with autism as they navigate the worlds of dating and relationships. If you haven't seen the British version, it is absolutely, and it's not that, it's not like, you guys know me, I work with people with autism and learning disabilities, people on the spectrum, and it is heartwarming. You will feel something, but in a different way of just seeing how neuro atypical people live.
At least the British one, it was very, again, like docu-style in the fact of like it wasn't trying to I guess like it was didn't it yeah let's just show how different people date. Let's not necessarily like build up the fact that they're quote unquote so different,
right?
Or that this is something that defines, like, it really shows just a facet of a slice of somebody else's life that maybe you haven't seen before.
Yeah. And in a world where often,
Poodle always cries at it.
I do, but I'm, in a way, it's a different feeling because you learn, there's this, we're all obsessed with authenticity these days. That's why we watch reality television.
Mm-hmm.
People with autism and adults with autism, children with autism, there is constantly a sense of being in the moment and authenticity.
Yeah.
Because there's no other way to do it.
Yeah.
So it is fascinating. It's every day when I would work with people with autism, it was extremely fascinating.
Yeah.
I love it that our Sister Squad people are just calling us during
we got a meeting. So,
it's just a butt dial, I'm sure.
It's Jordana. She has butt dials.
And the last is going to be The Kardashians on Hulu.
Hulu.
The new series. Y'all have bugged me about this. He's never seen a single episode.
I've seen
very little.
I have never seen literally 30 seconds of the Kardashians in my entire life.
I can't. How did you, man? You've seen clips on The Soup, though.
No.
Really?
No, I couldn't stand to listen to their voices.
Wow.
It's
still going. Someone's butt dialing.
Just decline
the hell out
it. That's what I did.
I should do that. Anyway, so y'all,
I'm happy to watch all three of those. Either one, that'll be good. No, really, y'all vote.
So
what you
that'll
want.
Be up. That'll be up. Okay, I can't.
Just press the little red thing.
That'll be up. I hope I didn't do that. No, someone else did.
No, someone else did.
Tonight,
right? Or Sunday? When are you putting this up? Monday night.
Sunday night. So okay.
It's already up.
It's already up. Yay! Yeah. Let's talk about this show. Get right in.
Let's talk about Eve and I still want to say
Mahali. I can see your underwear.
Okay.
I can see everything.
I don't. is this a new women's style thing?
I actually asked a few women, our Facebook group moderator.
Oh, yeah,
point,
you did, but I didn't
and
read the
I
response.
Went, This is not a thing. They assured me that when you're out to bring your fiance out to meet your girlfriends, wearing a see-through dress, not a see-through dress, but a dress that you can see your black thong isn't a thing.
Like, because I felt like she said later he didn't want me to show my butt. And I went, I felt like he said he didn't want you to show your thong, your underwear.
That was it, yeah.
If you wore, like, nude underwear, it probably wouldn't have been a problem.
Like, that's the thing.
But if you're going to wear...
If you're going to wear a black thong, wear something darker.
Yeah, because we've all been in the grocery store, and you're going, wow, that woman's wearing bright green underwear under that white dress.
That's a miscalculation.
I don't love... Now, for maybe some people, that's a look, but I don't think she meant it to be a look.
I think the crew did her dirty because they saw it and really zoomed in. I think she was either she was oblivious or she was trying to make him say something. I'm not sure, but
this is what I get for liking Eve in the beginning. It's gone now.
But I guarantee you this is not. This was a choice that a lot of people would say, yeah, sure, she can do that. This is the kind of thing that you can maybe go when you're going to the club and you're going to get like, you want to get banged on the sink in a bathroom. I've heard.
Oh, you've heard. Wow.
It's like when I would wear short shirts that sometimes would show my belly to gay clubs, I'd be advertising what was there.
You were, yeah.
And it's okay, I think, to do that.
I think advertise is an interesting word. I think for you it was less advertising and more screaming.
Hey! Fuck like, me! It's like, those, me! It's like the peacock.
Ah! Yeah, yes. Ah! Yeah, just like those peacocks. That was more kind of what you were doing. Wasn't,
help!
It wasn't subtle.
Help! I'm in a single relationship! Help!
Wasn't subtle.
That's still, I'll occasionally be thinking about that title, and I'll think, help! I'll stop. All right. Anyway.
Y'all, it's going to be, we're both punch drunk jet lag.
Yeah, we
so
are.
Get ready.
So, again, he says, can you put on this jacket? And maybe we're just really wrong about this, but she's like, fine. It was just like, I think they're really trying to prove a point hard with this storyline, and I think they wish he was more of an obvious asshole. I think they wish he would get really upset.
It's almost like they want him to be like Andre.
Yeah.
Like living like but it feels like to
He'll
me.
He'll get there, y'all. Don't worry.
But it feels like to me.
He just doesn't like this.
Well, I don't know if he'll get there. The women, including Eve, but especially her friends, are trying to
paint squad.
The squad are trying to paint this narrative that he is this, as their words, controlling tyrant.
Yeah.
And to me, all I'm seeing is
what do you mean?
Someone who didn't really learn what his religion was about and his
you mean
culture.
Eve.
Yes, yeah. Eve, who did not really do her homework for the most part, and
I'm a little...
Feels like misplaced, like, anger or activism on their part.
Well, they think that he's... They think this is them saying, she can do anything she wants, but this is a question of with religion instead of women's independence.
Yes.
So it's they are conflating the American idea of a woman being able to wear what she wants whenever she wants, which is usually what we try to say, with his religious beliefs about what he thinks she should wear. Now, that is not open for discussion between those three women.
Yes. Yes.
And so it they are conflating those ideas. Now, if Eve wants to say, here's what this is all going to get really super messy next week when she goes to the mosque and she says, and he says, I would like her to convert. And I'm like,
yeah,
Even though, y'all, he said he did not need her to. Now we're moving the goalposts. We're moving them fast. We're moving the goalposts. Hold on to your ass.
Ooh, I like that.
I promised you one thing. Now I'm saying another. We're moving the goalposts. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, that didn't rhyme. Thought it would.
It's not supposed to.
Well, you did the other one, so you did the first
The quatrain.
You ran out of steam.
You just don't know what I'm
couldn't
doing.
Couldn't do another.
It's too complex for you.
Too complicated.
No. I knew exactly.
I liked it till right up to the end.
If I could throw this at you, I would. Anyway, this is moving the goalposts.
Which, don't you feel like they're both kind of doing this to one another?
100%. And you mean the fact that she said, and now you're going to take care of my son in the afternoon?
Yeah, and now, and it's just like no one listened to anyone about this, and they both, this is the one couple I actually think aren't going to make it out of all of the ones on 90 Day Fiancé.
You know, I kind of agree with you. Yeah.
I
think all the others are going to get married.
Oh, for sure.
Even Bilal and Chidi, y'all.
We have tea because we live in L.A. and we work in the business. And we saw they're doing like a TV production panel with Matt Sharp. And so it's with Matt Sharp, Sean Robinson. They're doing this panel. And on this panel, a Zoom panel, is Alexi and Lauren, Kenny and Armando.
Stars of the universe.
And then Bilal and Chidi. Y'all, get ready. They're going to be on Happily Ever After, and they're going to shove them down our throat.
I get visibly sick when I see their scenes.
I don't like them. Although I will say, she is starting to get on my nerves more. There's something I don't love about her. He's a monster.
No,
I'm not taking that away.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And
I have some thoughts. We'll talk about it. But yeah. So let's talk about it. So they go to meet her friends. They're meeting the squad. There's Tatiana. There's Rochelle
and Jen.
Is that her name?
Yes.
I missed it. Okay.
Now, question for you. So Tatiana and Rochelle got the boobs out. They got this. They're like going to the Regal Beagle afterwards. Oh. Or the...
These are two women at the Hard Rock Cafe in Vegas.
They're going...
They're about to see Poison.
They're going to the where is it? The Albuquerque version of like Hyde after this.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Of like Cougar Club.
Yes. There.
Now, Jen looks like she came from the gym.
Yep.
She's got like a cut off, but she still brought earrings.
And she still got her hair up in that bun, so it was out of her face on the treadmill.
One of the things I thought about is maybe she was wearing a low cut top or something, and she was being extra considerate of Muhammad. I quickly dropped that.
Yeah, I don't think that was
when she started talking about, so have you ever had sex before?
Wow. It was
Regal Beagle. Where is that? Is that Three's Company?
Is it? I don't know.
No, I'm just saying when they would go to the Regal Beagle.
Was it the Regal Beagle? You said it and I just knew what it was, but I don't know where that's
from. It's
like
a swinging singles club that Jack Tripper and they would all go to on Three's Company.
Wow.
Oh, come on. You know what Three's Company is.
Wow, come on, knock on our door.
Yes.
Someone's older than 40.
You know what it is.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
As your water bottle said, seems familiar.
Yeah, I don't love all this shit. Smartwater does this overseas. Like, seem familiar? Guess I wasn't born yesterday. All this thing about a recycling. Yeah, it's not cute. I don't enjoy
it. They're trying to say they recycle.
I get it, but we don't shove it down our throats, and it's not funny.
I love Smartwater because of Jen Aniston. Don't you come for Jen Aniston's water that she drinks when she puts on her Aveeno. Don't you do it.
We're never getting through this episode.
We're not. So they... Muhammad even says, like, my first impressions, they are weird. And he said, y'all, and I went, wait a minute. Maybe this robot is not as dumb as we think. Because he says, I feel like they're just trying to see how I would react.
So that's exactly what they're doing.
It's so obvious that even a lobotomized robot can see what they're doing.
A ghost blowing across a Coke bottle.
And he's at half power right now because he's been taking care of the kid all
day. It's in recovery mode.
Yeah.
It's energy.
Yeah, he's in eco mode right now.
Eco mode. So, and at one point he's like, they're showing me boobs. I don't want to see this. And all I can think is, I don't want to see that.
I don't want to.
Aunt Sassy. I don't want to see that.
So Rochelle says, oh, you're not having wine with us? And she's like, no. And then immediately they said, well, have you had a woman, a girlfriend before? And Mohammed just says, my ex broke up with me because I had no money. And they all go, oh. And maybe it's, is that a lost in translation thing for him, or is that he's just so...
I think he's...
He's like the thickness of a dryer sheet.
There's
you
no,
just see right in him and he smells nice.
There's Yeah, that's true. There's no subtext.
Yeah.
So he just says... And in a way, that's amazing.
So you really think it's because he was fucking broke?
Yes. I think he's young. He had no money.
Yeah.
I don't... Do I think Muhammad is a bad person? I don't think he's that deep.
No.
I think he saw her picture, and she looks so pretty.
I don't even think he's controlling.
I think it's a really convenient narrative to just stamp him with controlling Muslim man. And I think that's going to be an element of that we're going to talk about.
You know what it is? I have it.
Don't point at me.
You know, on Super Mario Brothers... Where like you if you back up, you go all the way to the screen and you press like the L button or whatever, and you run really, really, really fast. And if you're able to jump so high, you can catch that. You find out there's a little vine hanging from the ceiling.
Yes, you can go to a bonus round.
You climb up the vine all through the clouds, and there's a whole new world, and the music changes to the
This is really vivid. Yeah.
That's where Muhammad lives. That's where he lives.
I just did a Michelle Visage laugh.
You've got to climb up that vine, and it's a whole different... In the clouds, where...
B-Day's forever. Yeah, we live in B-Day world. You live here with me in B-Day world, Viv.
And there's
your son will live here now in B-Day world.
Look. And he lives there.
No pork here in B-Day world.
No pork. There's no boobs.
No booze.
There's
everyone is happy when water's shooting up on our butts.
There's no women's autonomy.
No.
But to him, it's just a magical land where he thinks. It's interesting because usually we have the Americans on the other way that travel to another country and completely think it's going to be like America. And usually people coming to the U.S. realize it's going to be different.
Yeah.
He does not. He is other way in this shit.
Yeah. I want to just go on with some more things that the friends. I think he would definitely be the villain in this scenario, if these friends weren't giving him such boundaryless questions.
Oh, they're horrible.
And it's almost like they're like, so, you never kissed a girl before? You never, I don't know. And the girl's like, you never did like this with the other girl? And they're like, you never,
Even the fact.
Oil crown.
As soon as they said the word, have you had sex with other women? And I went, this is none of your business.
No.
And not on top of, yes, his religion and where he's from. But this is none of their business if her boyfriend was fucking from Tucson.
And why didn't Eve shut this down?
Because she didn't shut it down.
She doesn't want it to be.
She doesn't want it to be because later on, Eve actually says, she said, yeah, I had to call him out because she... Basically, Eve says, yeah,
he didn't want me showing my butt.
Because he was being controlling and about my thumb. And she brought that up to them for the squad to rise around her and defend
she
her.
She did the equivalent, y'all,
shitty.
Of they were sitting here going, come on, give us something like hungry dogs. And she's like, here, have some meat puppies.
Here you go.
And they're like,
what can we do to him? Basically, it's like she's Scar. And then they're
the hyenas
from the Lion King. Yes.
Hyenas, right? Not jackals. Hyenas.
Hyenas.
Yeah.
Are jackals not the same thing?
No, they are not.
Oh, didn't know that. Never been on a safari.
What you learn on Reality Gaze.
Didn't know. They've got to be related, though. They seem similar.
I think they probably are. A jackal, hyena is, I think, more of a scavenger than a jackal is.
Really? Okay.
I don't know.
You know what, are going to come at us, and I want you to do.
What's, what some of the people on Love on the Spectrum would definitely be able to tell us. It's like my students would say, hyena is this, and a jackal is this. I can't believe you don't know that.
We have some zoologist sissies that might be know.
I will say, there's nothing like being in a class of children or middle school kids with autism or with Asperger's to make you feel like a complete idiot.
A complete idiot.
Because they know a lot more than you do about certain things, and they aren't afraid to tell you.
Yeah, they're not. No, they're not.
God bless them.
That's where, because they basically, what really even gross is when they ask him if he watches porn.
Oh!
I just want to specify, these aren't questions we would ask someone where I'm from, if someone would not go on a date and say, do you watch porn?
No, this is all to humiliate him.
Yes! And it is, I don't like to use this word, but this is the only word I can think of it. This is one, as Bilal would say, 110% not respectful to him at all.
No. Yeah.
What a shitty friend.
It's interesting because I really don't want to defend Muhammad.
I was Team Muhammad on this episode.
But it's that these women, and they're setting up this binary that she's an American woman, she needs to live as an American woman, she doesn't need to respect anything about, or doesn't need to follow anything about his wishes or about what he would prefer, or you're controlling.
Yes.
That's it. So they're setting up this one binary.
Not that he's part of a religion that's just thousands of years old that have its own traditions.
And there are plenty of people who are in interfaith marriages who make this work through talking about it and deciding what's right for them.
Yes, which even Muhammad haven't done that.
No. But I'm saying that's why they're – what I don't love is the binary they create.
Oh, yeah.
Either she has to convert and wear a headscarf and do everything, blah, 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 or – she is going to do whatever she wants and say, fuck your religion, fuck your rules. But I'm going out with my squad.
Yep. And what seems fucked up about it, but maybe it's just because this is what we haven't seen, but judging off of next week, that's set, like this week we're Team Mohammed, but next week
it
looks like the binary,
she's going to want him, or he's going to want her to convert.
He really believes she's going to climb that vine and sit on a cloud and convert to Islam.
You do get extra points. Up there.
You get an extra life or two.
Yeah.
You just got to keep hitting your head on that brick wall.
I remembered being up there too. Your hair is flying around and I'm concerned.
Da-ding, da-ding, da-ding. You know what? You know what? If a guy does that to my ass, he's going to get extra points too. Just keep hitting it, Carlos.
Wow. So they were talking about...
Keep going, Jerry.
Wow.
You're about to get a free life.
This is when people get reality.
And then
gay.
A mushroom just falls out of my ass. Whoop!
Whoop, 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 whoop.
What is that?
You're welcome, Thomas. Please. So he says to the friends, this is protection of women. So, and then they like, don't give me all this stuff. So, and I understand that is an argument that people use for Islam and some hardline Islam sometimes, but just give him the benefit of the doubt. You're meeting him for the first time. Hear him out.
Yes.
You know, again, I'm not saying I agree with everything.
The only appropriate question they asked, which I thought, I wish you should have just started with this and just let it flow from there, is when they said, so we've heard her side of how you met. Tell us your side of how you met one another.
Yep.
But then they just used all that information to be like, he was telling the story of how they met. And they said, so wait, you met her when she was wearing a bikini.
Yeah.
And now she can't. So they're just, they only asked
No, they were
that
ready for all this.
To just call. And this is on Eve because Eve has primed them to do this the whole time.
She's thrown
time.
Them little pieces of meat.
Well,
come on, puppies.
That's what we get for liking her, y'all. Guess what? Eve's an acupuncturist troll. She wants to poke at you,
literally. I think it ended when I saw that she wanted him to babysit her son with did, no.
Yes, we did sound out that that Thanos. What's his name?
Theros.
Theros.
Theron. Not Thanos. Theron.
We did find out that Theron has learned to change his own or do his own
his tube
catheter.
He's
learned to do it all by himself during COVID.
I guess.
So
still,
it's not going to be on Muhammad
but
anymore.
But still,
to do that.
This person who may or may not been in the country for very long.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing to me. So on the way home, one last thing that he said to them, he was like, he's like, I know, because I see everything what you're trying to do. I can see in your eyes. He's not an idiot.
No.
He just seems like one.
No, he does seem like, yes. Yeah. Yes, because he says to the testimony,
like, I know exactly what you're trying to do.
You
and
want
I see
me
your
to,
judgment.
He said, I see your judgment. I see in your eyes. And then Jen's like, we see it in your eyes, too.
It's weird because...
And I'm like, no, you don't. I'm looking at them. They're totally blank.
If this could have been... A group of family, a family who listened, or like a group of friends who listened, Muhammad would have come off as completely the asshole. But these friends were so horrible in their approach that they make Muhammad seem like the one on the defensive.
They do. And he brings up again, I went, Muhammad. Whoa, robot is smarter than we think. Because he said, they want me to respect their culture so much, but yet they're not willing to give any credence to my culture at all.
And he knows they want him to be the... He's really trying hard not to be...
He knows what role they want him to play. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the kind of hardline Muslim man who forbids her to do everything so they can go, no, you're going to come out with us and leave it.
What if this show ends with Muhammad is totally usual suspecting us, and then at the end he completely drops the voice and he says, I knew all along she would convert.
I'm Kaiser Sose. He was Kevin Spacey all along.
Turns out he didn't need a bidet at all, y'all. Kevin Spacey, finally, he's being tried by
I
UK
know
court.
I know that happened when we were over there.
It did.
Maybe someone made a call to Scotland Yard.
Maybe.
I didn't. I have nothing to do with it.
I did walk by Scotland Yard.
I think there are
different...
I didn't
say anything.
I think there are different stations.
Well, I mean the main one.
Really?
I think the main one's down by like Westminster Abbey and all that.
Oh.
When I walked along at night.
I'm not familiar with that.
That's when I remember I took a night walk and you did something else that night?
I was on my own night walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in the bed,
I go a fucking after midnight in the moonlight where the dicks are also big.
So
I shouldn't do that to Patsy Cline.
Don't do that to Patsy. So they're riding on the way home, and she's like, are
"Boy,
you okay?"
This went south.
And she's like, "I'm not okay because I held all of this in for you that I was trying to."
He's
and she's
right.
Like, "Well."
And he said, I didn't know you were telling all of our personal stuff to all of your friends.
Yeah. No, y'all, she kind of orchestrated all this.
Not kind of.
By throwing them this meat about these little things. So when she'd get pissed off at him, she went right to the squad.
And we found out her anger comes out in the car, and we find out she doesn't want to do any of these things.
No.
I think she really thought he would come over here, and she probably thinks in 6 months' time, I'm going to be able to walk all over him and do whatever.
Mesmerize him with my pussy.
And now I have a babysitter who's never had sex with a woman, so here I am, this older woman. I'm going to raw dog American pussy him.
Yep.
Now he watches
the American
my kid,
way.
And I basically have just a play sex toy I can control.
Yes. Yeah.
That's Eve, y'all.
It's sadly,
remember when we liked her?
It's kind of like Bilal in that way.
Yeah.
Where he doesn't want any more kids. He just wants a perfect Muslim sex doll who looks really good on his arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're talking about she says, when I told you about the clothes That was a private. He said, when I told him about the clothes, that was a private moment. And then they were talking about the bikini. And she said, you saw me with a bikini first on. And this is moving the goalposts for him as well. When he's like, well, but it's almost like women can be two things. They can be your mother or the whore, you know, in yeah. that way. So you have to, he's trying to figure out what that is. So he was pulled in by the bikini, but immediately he wants to cut that off and make it his mother again.
And he is a hypocrite. They're not fully Definitely. Married, but they're having sex.
Yep.
So like he is picking and choosing but as you said, everyone has done this in religion for
yep.
years and years.
And she basically says, you know, at the end, she's like, this is not going to work, blah, blah, blah. And she goes and gets her stuff and sits on the couch and starts to quietly cry. But you're right in that I don't have a lot of sympathy for her now.
No.
I just don't.
No. Yeah. No. And she says at the end, she said, I just feel like if someone loves you, you shouldn't feel judged or shamed from that person.
Agree.
And
I went, but
this isn't about love.
Exactly.
This is not about him loving you or not loving you. This is about... He has this culture that he believes in. You're actually taking it on your personal identity. Yep. Has nothing to do with that.
Yep.
Now, that said, I can understand how women in that culture, after years and years of not being able, whatever it is, to show their face or do this, how it, yes, that is, we know more as a culture, that is not great sometimes for a woman's psyche. But this isn't about all of that. This is just about you and Muhammad.
Yeah. That's all I've got. I think we'll take a break, and next we'll be back with Ari and Beanie in Princeton.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, Queens.
So, y'all, we're at the apartment complex in Princeton. This place is called like Woodwinds or Riverbend or
yeah.
Oak Ridge or Maplewood or. The most important thing you need to know about this place is it is when your parents got divorced, it's the first place your father lived.
Yes, it looks just like my dad's place that he lived in on Easley Lane.
It is just.
It was a house, but it looked similar.
This complex is the first place your husband moves to when
yes.
you get divorced.
Yes, yes, that's so true.
And. They all look like this.
They all look
That's how they should advertise themselves. Newly divorced, your husband.
You know what?
Give your husband.
My mom's second husband, when he got divorced, he moved into a condo unit that looked like this. They lived there for a little bit till they got married. He's dead now.
Are you now the one who had the light went out of his eyes? Yeah.
No. That was my mom's third. This is my mom a black widow? This was number two. He had Parkinson's disease. Got it at 15, really women, young.
I didn't know. So your mom's married three times too?
Well, no. She was married the first time, the second time. Second one died. And then the third one, they were engaged to be married. Then he died in front of her eyes.
That's the one, yeah.
And then now she, boy, her boyfriend now better watch his back.
As I was saying,
okay, sorry.
They should advertise it like Oakwood, yeah, Oakwood Apartments. Having trouble in your marriage? Have him live here.
We're month to month.
So the thing about it is, y'all, and I will tell you this: if they're and they're going to get on, those men are going to get on Tinder right away. They're going to get and I think it's okay to date these men, but know if you go back to these houses. These apartments, and they don't have a lot of stuff there. This is a time of transition for them.
That,
don't yeah. get in relationships with no. these men.
This is when they're wanting to have freaky deaky yep. sex,
which is fine.
Because they
do
haven't
that.
Had it. And like, so y'all, you just fuck in that community hot tub they've got.
Yes,
in that complex. You just help them live out their 20-year-old fantasy.
Yeah,
and then you end up marrying someone who's closer to your age. And is not necessarily going to buy a Corvette at the age of 50.
Take advantage of Maplewood Gym as well.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty clean.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So y'all remember, this is a place where every man
yep.
who just gets divorced moves to.
Mm-hmm.
It
yeah,
really is.
The gym is great. It's brand new. Just got a new Bowflex.
I don't think they make Bowflex anymore. Let's
Do you
move
remember
on.
Watching the Bowflex
oh,
commercials?
That was like a sexual awakening
oh,
thing
God.
For me.
Oh, what God. I can still remember the like the nipples of the
remember
the model
that, and it was the
Bowflex.
Guy like the Tony who had like the long blonde hair and the ponytail. It's like he's like Marco here's doing this exercise. Look at his pecs when he does this. I'm
Is
like,
he,
I'm
was
seeing.
He Bowflex?
I don't know.
Tony Little, he was something else. He had like an ab thing.
I can't remember.
I watched all those for Spank Bank material.
Wow.
You didn't?
I not as much as you, I don't
think. Please. Yeah.
I don't remember. I don't remember the exact
telling
specs.
Your mother you got to go practice your piano.
And then go downstairs and come on, Tony.
Jaybird. Jaybird, where's my Jergens bottle?
I don't know, Mama. Jaybird, oh, I keep running out of Kleenex.
My
I gotta go take you the allergist again. Yeah. I swear, there's just another thing.
We did our best.
I think you must have got your grandmother's sinuses.
I want to say that I hope they live on the first floor. Otherwise, their neighbors hate them because I bet Ari is doing fuck. Or Ari, I'm not Ari. Benny and.
Always
Avi.
Doing MMA
just fucking
shit.
MMA
jumping around
shit. All y'all, if they have neighbors below them, their neighbors
and
hate
you hear
Ari.
Muffle, muffle, muffle. You want some coffee?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't want to live near them. So y'all. All three of them are looks like they're still sponsored by the government of Ethiopia in what they're wearing.
We're saying that, y'all, because our Ethiopian sissies have come at us. Because we have some that come at us and say, no one wears this in Ethiopia. Like, no one.
It looks like the tourism board is still giving them something to wear.
Maybe that's how they're getting money.
I don't know. The only thing we need, the only thing about, there's not.
They make up for their fight. Who cares about
there's
that?
There's not a whole lot here.
Yeah, he talks a mish. Mimi and Wish.
They're having dinner with the whole family tonight. It was like, yes. So he's Skyping with the sisters and they're like saying, is everything all right? And he's like, well, you know, I always think that I can maybe, you know, come back there, but I do need to sign my marriage papers to Ari. The way he talks about He's the master of playing both sides when he needs it to be. And it is the definition
oh,
of a fuckboy, really.
He really is.
Because we
he's
talk about that term,
boy.
You guys, and this is someone who wants to be everything to all women yes. he's worth.
Break it down. That's a good way to put it.
This is a guy who will never really tell you no. He will let you break up with him.
Yep.
He will.
He's never the bad guy.
He's
never the person that's going to make a decision that's going to change a course of a relationship.
He will
good or bad.
He will always let you get upset about things and then react with things like, "Why are you being such a bitch to me?"
Because he did that to Ari in the first. Because he said, Ari said, "I really got upset at you." And you said, "You just got here and you want to move to New York." And he goes, "Oh, no, I wasn't saying that. It was just an idea." Y'all, he totally said we should move to New York.
And I will tell you this. That kind of shit with me pisses me the fuck off. And so in that moment, I identify with Ari, and I can't believe I was saying it. But it has been a long 3 years with this couple.
I know.
That now I can say that. I still do not like her.
No.
Do I think she's an entitled, spoiled brat?
Yes.
But I'm kind of here.
Don't worry. We get her next week.
We get her next week saying, "Benjamin, why didn't you tell me this was a girl? I don't like her. Why is she sitting here with this makeup on?"
I think like Ari thought that he was going to work out with the woman who kind of looked like more like
Coach Beast from Glee.
Or Jabri's grandmother.
Yes.
Who I love.
Shane.
Oh, Grandma Shane for the win. But instead, this woman's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah. So he's basically...
But basically, we should say, Mimi and Wish have no remorse about throwing the wine in their sister-in-law's
face. And they said,
face.
Maybe she's drunk on some of the wine we threw in her face. Now, the thing about
they
it is, y'all...
They literally evil laugh after they say it.
He is still not standing up to them.
He laughs
about,
with them.
He laughs with them. He has no... He has no plans ever to make them accountable for anything that they have said about Ari.
He's just like, "I just wish you'd get along better. That's my wish. I'm a dreamer."
Y'all, people like this, this is the problem. This is why I say marry an orphan. Marry someone without family. Because there are some men, especially, who will never defend you as someone who is their family to their mother or your in-laws. They will
There's some
always.
Women, too, even on 90 Day Fiancé.
I agree.
But
In general, though, you see it with men.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
With fuckboys like this.
Yeah.
So, y'all, that happened. Then he actually goes to meet her parents. So, and not only her family. We've got brother Brad.
Cokehead one.
We've got brother Elliot, who's silent.
He kind of looks like he was like arrested for DUI.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he just doesn't say a word. He's still in shame.
And then Kristen, who used to work at Lens Crafters.
Who? Kristen wants to fuck Benny, right?
A little bit.
Okay. I just want, because that's the vibe I got. Because you can tell by the way she looks at him. She is so angry that Ari's getting his dick.
The other thing, you guys, this is a family where everyone acts like they talk about their feelings, but no one really
does. That's a really good distinction.
And they like to say, "Oh yeah, we're always going at each other and blah, blah, blah." And here's the thing, y'all. Everyone resents Ari in this family because she's been the fuck up and the parents give her everything. And I'm sure the boys have fucked up too. Kristen's probably not fucked up a lot.
No, she's
always been perfect.
She's the oldest that had to pull it together. That's what I think.
But the boys have probably, I'm sure one of them had a coke problem.
I'm sure someone even told us. And so
someone dated her brother and sent us a thing. He's like, "Yeah, he had a coke problem."
Shocker. So they all sit down. They're having dinner, and Kristen says, "I'm so glad you're here. I'm excited to meet you.
I have questions. A
lot of questions."
Of course you do.
And so Kristen just immediately goes, "So the last time I talked to y'all, y'all were really fighting a lot. A lot. Remember that horrible fight you had? Remember the one?" And then Benny said, "Yeah, the one where I thought my wife and my baby left me forever, and I was just trying to numb the pain to feel like I wasn't going to be left alone."
And sadly, though, he did not express himself that way.
No.
But he basically said, "I wanted to busy myself so I would go to the club to forget instead of I was trying to numb my pain." And they all went like this.
Ooh.
Even and Janice is like, so that's your answer?
And he even starts crying a yeah. little bit. Now, look. A part of you probably watches this and is going, oh, poor Benny. God, that was, we did that. What? But remember, y'all, as we found out, he already signed the custody papers to his first son.
Yeah.
Like, this guy.
He gave away. You gave, he gave away.
Parental rights.
Parental rights. Signed
you
away parental rights.
You described, this is him playing the fuckboy game.
Yep.
And because, and it makes her look harsh. But Kristen calls it out because Kristen knows the whole story about, because she hears it from Ari. Yeah. Because Ari doesn't want to defend herself either. She wants her family to defend her.
That's
and mark
why she's
words,
there.
This is what Ari's, her whole arc of this season is going to be. How can I get my family to just get him to do what I want?
100%. 110%.
110%. And Kristen says, he gives that answer. And Kristen, without a beat, says, wow, that's a great answer to tell your mother-in-law. But I hope it's true. And I went,
glasses.
You are fucking brutal.
I'm here for it.
You are just.
I knew it would be like this too.
Wow.
She was ruthless later. And then he's like, and that's why I want to get into MMA fighting. And y'all.
Table.
Talk about throwing a turd in the pool. They all kind of go.
Even her dad's like, well, I'd like for you to do something.
More
maybe
of the dancy.
Yeah, more dancy. He's like, literally. When your father-in-law is asking you if you can just go back to playing the butt bongos, you've made the wrong career choice.
When your father-in-law is saying, don't you think you want to go back to being a musician?
Can you just find a nice girl, dance with her, and then slap her ass in public for money?
And maybe work in a nightclub? That sounds like a great opportunity. That is kind of where we are.
Please.
So, y'all, Kristen says...
There's a great jazz bar, Benny, down the road called Positions. I'm sure that they're going to have a place for you there.
Kristen says, so your major dream is to be a UFC fighter? And then he's like, and he says, well, you know, with Ari or not, because she could just sign my green card. I'm like, stop digging yourself a bigger hole.
I think this is a bit of a translation stuff, too. Although
it is.
Although I say that. However, again, I've had Ethiopian sissies come at us, and they feel like, this is their words, not mine. They feel like Benny conveniently doesn't know how to speak English as well in other times. In other,
oh, he. You
I've
mean,
had
he,
two or three sissies say that I feel like he knows the English language way better than he lets on, and sometimes he uses this whole translation thing to
I believe that because he is slick.
When they said that last season, and I was kind of like, I don't know if I want. But after seeing how slick he is,
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I will say, Janice saying, so Janice just bust out. She's like, so who's going to pay the bills?
Who's going to pay the bills?
It's like just, this mom where she just takes a cigarette of wine and goes, so,
and finally,
yeah, I know he can't work, so you gotta work.
So now it's coming to what about you, Ari?
Yeah,
and Ari just looks at them. Do you see what she says? She goes, yeah, it's difficult. And she just sits there, y'all. So that's the deal. She's all on Benny to have this plan. You gotta remember, Ari has no plan,
and that's here's why. She can't make a plan because she's so paralyzed of her whole life has been going from one thing and then being avoidant to the next.
Yes.
She runs off to do something else. And y'all, she can't run right now, so she's freaking the fuck out.
And if she works a responsible job, in her mind, that is
she's
compromising
selling out.
And selling out on who she is as an individual.
There was one moment at the end, well, besides the sister saying, your major dream is to be a UFC fighter with Ari or not. Is that why you're here?
That's Kristen,
and it's
what she said.
Great question.
Yeah. That's why. Yeah. She totally did it. Is that why you're here?
And then, y'all, Beanie
she
says,
did laugh after it, too. She went,
and then Ari says, sometimes I wonder that I love Beanie more than he loves me. Or his love is different than the love I have for him.
100%.
And she is, and what a realization to make after 3 years.
Yes, because he's a fuckboy.
Yeah.
He's not going to love you the same
but
way.
I think in his way, he loves her, but the problem is he doesn't have the emotional vocabulary to learn different kinds of love.
No.
He doesn't have it in him.
He has the emotional vocabulary of a third grader.
Yeah.
Where Ari has this really, a much more sophisticated emotional love language that allows you to bring your ex-husband over to live with them for 3 weeks and flirt with them.
I've got to have love for all of us.
So it's just, it's so complex. It's just an all-giving love to everyone.
Well, no, for her, it's all about giving her what she needs, and then she's comfortable giving as much as she's okay with.
So, and what why I make that joke, because this line of loving him as much as I, that's bullshit. And she just wants the sympathy card.
Yep. Yep.
That's all I've got about them.
I'm going to say this season for them.
Oh, it's going to be great.
It's going to be a reckoning.
It's going to be so good.
I'm here for it.
It's so good.
Should we talk about the last
so
one?
So good.
Is it?
So good.
Is it Jabri and Miona? Is that what we're doing?
I think. Let's do it.
Or let's do Bilal and Shida. This episode's already been long.
Okay, sure. We'll do Bilal and Shida.
Yeah.
It's blink and you miss it. They're walking around at night. She's been here for a week. She's like,
I don't know. I was sick through this entire. I was like, is he going to hold her underwater? Every time Bilal says, so I've got a surprise for you, I'm just like, what? What's going to happen now?
Well, so
what's going to happen?
Now, not to defend him because he's gross, but I've decided, watching this, y'all, basically they're walking around at night. She's talking how beautiful the city is. They see like a gondola thing. And he said, you know how you always wanted to do this? And so they go on the gondola.
But even this is creepy. I don't know why. This whole thing is creepy.
It's not creepy to me. It's something she wanted to do.
Sorry, it's the way he explains it. It's like, remember when you said you wanted to do it? Well, that night is tonight. And it's this.
I thought that didn't bother me.
No,
I thought
but
that
I'm
was
saying
sweet.
It's the way he says it is like, and you should be really, really grateful.
Now
that
he
I'm
does
doing
do
this.
That, and that is a big thing of someone who's a narcissist or a sociopath is love bomb, love bomb, love bomb, love bomb. Because she goes on and says that's one of the reasons why I fell in love with him. He's so romantic. He's always doing these. Y'all, if you're in a relationship where someone is doing big, grand gestures all the time, that could be a lot of things: codependency, just. Put your hackles up, because that's not a great sign when someone's always doing these big, big, huge gestures. And so because what that makes her feel, she sits on this and I went, oh, I get this now. She sits up at the gondola and she starts saying, oh, you know, I'm just so grateful because I was single for so long.
Yeah, she is really laying it on thick.
And we learned that she said, I had so many moments where I just said, I'm going to be single forever and that this is just my life. And I went, oh, someone watched a bunch of Disney movies or whatever it is, and your self-worth is shit.
I agree with you there.
Your self-worth is shit. And so it wasn't necessarily her fault, but I think what has happened in this relationship, not to defend Bilal, but Shida hasn't told him anything she's wanted in the relationship, I don't think.
Really?
Because she says
she's wanted kids, though.
But she said, in there, she said, I know when she first met, I told you I didn't want to have kids.
Is that?
Yes.
I completely missed that.
No, she said, I told you I was okay not having kids.
How did I miss this?
Because she said, but then when you read, she said, I know when I said I met you, I said, I wrote this down. I said I didn't want to have kids, but that's because I had given up that dream. But now that I'm with you and you're so wonderful, it's changed. When you meet the right person, you want to have kids with them.
That is so.
That's literally what she said.
I did hear her say that last part, but I did not hear the part about her saying, I know when we met, I told you I didn't want to have kids.
I literally wrote it down.
No, I believe you.
No, I know you believe me, but I mean, I wrote it down because I actually boop-booped it. Sorry if you have TiVo. We call it fast-forwarding boop-boop.
Wow.
And so what I get is she felt like such shit about herself.
Yeah.
She has just. Bilal is a monster, but Bilal probably feels like, wait a minute, I'm meeting a different person. Because back when she was in Trinidad, she went, okay, okay, okay.
Right.
Okay. And now that she moved here, she's saying, well, I'm here and I want things.
I want to say I'm less team Bilal because he's still, she's trying to compromise and he's like,
I'm not having any. You were supposed to be my sex doll.
Yeah. I'm not team Bilal at all. But it kind of clicked. Think about when she met the yoga, when she saw the yoga room and how she broke down and was so overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
She is someone who, y'all, she feels completely worthless about
she
herself.
Does.
And it's the worst. And this is why I understand now, well, they will get married because she doesn't think she can do any better. And she will take the love crumbs that he is giving her.
100%. And I think that's why when I first, by episode 3, that's why both of us said, they're going to be married and there's nothing we can do about it. And we're just going to have to watch it all unfold.
And he talks about getting divorced broke him and he didn't think he was going to get back with someone. He also says that's what, remember y'all, they've only been together for 7 days. So he's saying, I don't know. I don't want to put, which I can understand this. I think this is a responsible thing to say. But he says, I don't want to put kids through a divorce. I do think that Bilal treats her like a child.
Yeah, the
However,
lectures.
However, Shida, because she's so scared to assert herself, she makes herself childlike. She tamps down on her thoughts and emotions, and so it probably just it feeds into Bilal just wanting to control things because he probably has thought that's what she's wanted.
I agree with you. I think there still is some feistiness in her that is going to fight back.
I agree.
And I don't think he bet on that.
No, he's not ready for that.
And it's...
And can I just say, I bring this up not to say that I don't want people to feel like, Maddie, are you saying that when someone, especially a woman, gets in a toxic relationship with this type of...
That it's her fault?
I'm not saying it's her fault at all. I'm actually just trying to point out this is her pattern that led her to this type of person and how these people...
Holding back... Before you get...
So hopefully somebody watches this. If you feel like you're unlovable and you're scared to say your opinion now, be careful because withholding yourself puts you in a position of somebody who feels like they can control you.
Yep. And you get right in the same pattern that you were in before.
Yes. When it's this idea of when Jake... I don't see Jake for a couple of days. And he said... The guy told me that he had a dungeon, and I thought it was just a dungeon in his heart that he didn't want to open up. But no, he had a dungeon.
It was a little dungeon.
And I was locked in there for 2 days.
Yeah. Good food, though. Tell you what. Wasn't allowed to leave, but good. Good food. Sushi whenever I wanted it.
And free Maggiano's.
Yeah. Who knew? No, stuff with more fiber.
Wow.
We're in a weird area. I'm giving away too much. I just have one last thing to say.
Sure.
I have one last thing to say. He says, we don't want to put any unnecessary stress on our marriage. And all I can think of is like the prank that you pulled to get her here. And your mother and meeting your kids right away, who I still say, we don't know those weren't fake kids. But the idea of him calling having children being a necessary stress when it's so necessary for her now means he is completely ignorant of all of her feelings. And that tells you right away he's not willing to talk about it. He's not willing to compromise.
Yeah, because at this point, it'd be different if this is the first time she brought it up, but he acts like she just brought it up.
Yep. Y'all, she brings it up every day, probably.
We brought this now up for 3 episodes, which means they've spent like a couple of weeks together.
Yeah. It's interesting because we're going to talk about Emily and Kobe in the next episode. And I think it's in Jabri and Miona as well. Jabri and Miona are on like day probably 40. Emily and Kobe are on day 3.
I know.
And that's how, and it's so interesting in this season how everyone is just all over the place.
Over the place timelines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
This is episode 7, and we are on day 3 for
Patrick
them.
Patrick and Thais are literally going to be on, like, we left them at like day 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's weird. I don't know what that says about Emily and Kobe and what that says about Jabri and Miona. I think that says a lot about Jabri and Miona because, again, I don't think that there's a lot of story, and I think we're manufacturing a lot there.
But, God, I love that grandma.
Yeah, she's great.
I want to go to her house and her teach us how to ride a horse and do – someone should – if there's – I've always wanted to go to like a dude ranch in Montana – or something like that.
She wouldn't like all your squealing.
Oh, I don't think she'd mind. If there is like a lesbian dude ranch in Montana, or like a place you know that's ran by like two women, y'all,
that they wouldn't put up with all your baby
stuff. They would love us. I would go. I would love it. We could take a trip there. Maybe I'll go without you.
Yo, that's the show.
That's the show, everybody. That's Poodle's got $5 on his table like he gave somebody a hand job and they said, thanks a lot.
I take at least a 20.
They said, thanks a lot, John. My name's Jake. Door shuts.
My name's Click.
Click. Y'all go to
Bye.
Go to our Linktree link.
I love
link.
You.
If you want to buy our tickets right now, our website's still down. So
go to our Linktree.
That's a little bit on us. We were going to get with, but we went to London. So go to our Linktree link. It's in the show notes right here that you're listening to, or it's in the bio on our Instagram. And that's where you can buy tickets to live shows. We didn't talk about live shows in the announcements.
Oh, I thought we did. We
didn't really.
Fuck.
So, but we've still got tickets available quite a bit. Some of the VIPs are sold out.
Yeah.
So, but definitely, we still have tickets to...
there's plenty of tickets
everywhere. Every show. So be sure, go on there. Summer should be fun, and we're excited.
The first show is June 16th, so that's...
2 weeks away, Poodle.
Woohoo! Almost 3.
2.5.
Yeah.
You know what? You're going to need it to be 3.
Buy tickets to Columbus, y'all.
But yeah, we still got a lot. I have to say, we have a lot more tickets. Ohio, maybe we bashed Ohio because we have so many listeners from Ohio, but we still have a lot of tickets left and a lot of VIP
y'all
for Ohio.
Ain't nothing like showing me up. I'm going to be real shitty if
we don't no one shows up to Ohio this time, we
I'm
won't come
never
back.
Coming back.
We will not come back. We will do a whole week-long tour in Florida just to spite you. You better show up.
I'm going on a crusade against Ohio.
That's true. Y'all, show us that Ohio is that we were wrong. Get your VIP tickets at the meet and greet there. And who knows? Maybe Danielle will just show up.
And Beth.
And Beth.
Rosacea Beth.
And those three friends.
Oh, Danielle and her. The three witches who are
the
trying to resurrect
witches.
Adrian Malveaux.
Maybe that's it. Maybe we need to
Maybe she's going to be beheaded on our stage.
Maybe we need to contact Danielle and have her come to the live show.
It's far. Columbus is far.
Her geo tracker won't drive that far. So never mind. Oh, well, next time, I guess.
I'd like to see her.
I wouldn't mind seeing Danielle.
Yeah.
I don't know what we would say to her.
There's not a lot to say.
Like, what do we say? Hi, Danielle.
Hey, nice weather we're having, but it's Ohio, so how nice can it be?
We got you free pizza. Like,
oh, I love pizza.
I don't know what to say.
How's your dog?
Yes.
Penny, she's good.
Did you throw any axes lately, Danielle? Anyway. All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes.
And if you want to go to Bideland, all you need to do is close your eyes, think of water spraying up your butthole, and click your heels 3 times and say, ah, be there. And call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but That all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.